This is from a column called Money Magpie, and it's how to protect yourself online. Jasmine Bertes says the rush towards digital banking has left many older people feeling vulnerable, but understanding a few key roles could help keep your money safe. I have spent years warning about the dangers of Britain becoming too dependent on technology. I don't like the speed at which bank branches are disappearing. I worry about older people being pushed online against their will. Cash still matters, not just financially, but socially too. There is something reassuring about being able to walk into a bank, speak to a human being, and physically see your money moving where it needs to go. So if you are somebody who feels nervous about online banking or shopping, I completely understand it. Frankly, I think some caution is healthy, because the reality is that fraudsters are becoming more sophisticated every year. Fake texts can look exactly like genuine bank messages. Scam websites can appear incredibly professional. Even confident internet users get caught out now. However, avoiding the digital world altogether is becoming harder and harder in modern Britain. My first rule is never rush financial decisions online. This alone would stop a huge number of scams. Fraudsters thrive on urgency. They want you to be frightened, embarrassed, or panicked so that you react quickly. That is why scam messages nearly always contain phrases like, "Urgent action required. Your account will be suspended. Suspicious payment detected. Click immediately. Your parcel cannot be delivered." The moment something creates panic, stop. Do not click the link. Do not ring the number in the text. Do not hand over information. Instead, close the message. Wait 5 minutes. Contact the company directly using a trusted phone number or website. That short pause is often enough to break the scammer's control. Golden rules for staying safe online. Never bank on public Wi-Fi. Free Wi-Fi in cafes, stations, and airports can be far less secure. To bank online, use your home internet or mobile data instead. Write passwords down safely if necessary. People are constantly told never to write passwords down, but for some older people, that advice is unrealistic. A carefully hidden notebook at home is often safer than reusing the same weak password everywhere. And finally, we cannot simply abandon older people to digitalization. What frustrates me most is how quickly society expects older generations to adapt. Britain has gone too far towards digital-only services in some areas, but understanding a few basic rules, safety rules, could genuinely save people thousands of pounds. And perhaps the most important thing to remember is this: being cautious online does not make you foolish.